When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. They came crawling, Iowa, 1974. Livestock mutilations, bald children sightings. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I'm your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we venture into the heartland of America, to the sprawling, golden fields of Iowa, a place synonymous with rich soil, bountiful harvests, and a quiet, unassuming way of life. But beneath the seemingly endless expanse of corn and wheat, some horrors lie hidden, only to emerge from the earth or the very air itself, shattering the peace in ways utterly unfathomable. This is the deeply disturbing account of They Came Crawling Through the Grain. The year was 1974. Iowa, the breadbasket of the nation, stretched out under wide open skies. Life on the farms was hard work, but predictable, governed by the cycles of planting and harvest. Families knew their neighbors, and the greatest concerns were usually the weather or the price of crops. The livestock, the very foundation of many a farm's livelihood, were a constant, comforting presence. Cattle grazing in pastures, pigs rooting in their pens, chickens clucking in their coops. They were a part of the landscape, familiar and vital. Our story focuses on a cluster of farms in a remote, sparsely populated corner of central Iowa. The first sign that something was terribly wrong came with the sunrise on a crisp autumn morning. Farmers awoke to find their barns and pastures eerily silent. The usual sounds of restless animals, of feeding and stirring, were absent. A profound, unnatural quiet hung over the fields, heavy and foreboding. The initial discoveries were made by a farmer named Elias Thorne, a stoic man who had worked his land for over 30 years. As he approached his cattle pens, expecting to let his herd out to pasture, he found them. Dozens of his prize beef cattle lying motionless, dead. Their forms intact, no signs of struggle, no external wounds visible on their hides. A perplexing, silent massacre. But the horror was only beginning. As Elias, joined by his bewildered neighbors, examined the fallen livestock, a chilling realization dawned upon them. The animals were not just dead, they were meticulously, impossibly, violated. There were no bullet holes, no knife wounds, no claw marks, no signs of blunt force trauma. The hides were pristine. Yet, when they carefully opened the mouths of the cows, pigs, and even some chickens, the gruesome truth was revealed. Their internal organs were missing, not just one or two, but entire organ systems, hearts, livers, lungs, stomachs, all surgically removed. Extracted with a precision that defied any known earthly predator or human butcher through the animal's own oral cavities. There was no blood on the mouths, no signs of tearing or ripping. The organs were simply gone, as if delicately siphoned out, leaving only an empty, deflated cavity within. The scene was incomprehensible. Dozens of animals, spanning multiple species, all subjected to the same impossible mutilation, executed with a clinical, almost sterile efficiency. The local sheriff, a man more accustomed to petty theft and the occasional bar brawl, was utterly baffled. Veterinarians called to the scene could offer no explanation rooted in animal disease or conventional predation. No animal, no human, could perform such an act. It was an impossible crime scene, repeated over and over across multiple farms in a single night. As the days turned into a week, the fear began to spread, far outstripping the smell of decay. The sheer unnaturalness of the killings, the impossible method of extraction, gnawed at the edges of rational thought. And then, the first eyewitness accounts began to surface, initially dismissed as hysteria, then taken with a chilling, desperate seriousness. Among the witnesses were a few farmers, their wives, and even some older children, all from various scattered homesteads, who had been awake in the pre-dawn hours of that terrifying night. They spoke of seeing something in their fields, moving silently through the tall, swaying wheat. Something that defied natural law. Something that defied human form. They described them as children, small, slender, seemingly naked figures, but not children as anyone knew them. They were utterly bald, their skin pale, almost translucent, seeming to absorb the faint moonlight rather than reflect it. And the most disturbing detail, universally reported, was their faces. They had no visible noses, just smooth, unbroken skin where a nose should be, giving their countenances an unsettling, alien blankness. And they moved not by walking, but by crawling, not like an infant, but with a fluid, unnatural grace. They moved on all fours, their slender, almost skeletal limbs propelling them with disturbing speed and silence through the dense wheat fields. They moved in perfect unison, like a horrifying, synchronized ballet of the grotesque, their bald heads just visible above the grain, their featureless faces turned towards the livestock, or perhaps towards the distant farmhouses. One witness, a woman named Clara, swore she saw a pair of them in her backyard, moving towards her chicken coop. She described their movements as disturbingly precise, almost insect-like, in their low-to-the-ground locomotion. Another, a young boy named Tommy, woke to a rustling outside his window and peered out to see several of the figures, their pale skin catching the faint starlight, crawling silently along the fence line, disappearing into the dark fields as if they were never there. He later described how he could not scream, could not move, just watch in paralyzed terror. The police had no answers for the slaughtered livestock, let alone for the impossible witnesses. They tried to find rational explanations. Pranksters, a new, undocumented animal. But the details defied all logic. The missing organs, the surgical precision, the utter lack of external trauma, and then the terrifying, consistent accounts of the bald children with missing noses crawling through the grain. There was no known entity that fit the description, no explanation that made any sense. The official reports quietly termed it a highly unusual and unexplained agricultural event, a phrase that barely masked the profound bewilderment of all involved. The sightings eventually ceased, as suddenly as they began. The livestock continued to be slaughtered, but the method changed, becoming more conventional, less precise, eventually fading as the entity or entities seemingly departed or retreated back into the unknown. But the psychological scars remained. The farmers who had seen the silent, crawling figures in their fields never looked at their land the same way again. The endless rows of corn and wheat, once symbols of abundance, now held a terrifying new possibility, a hiding place for something utterly alien, something that could stalk the night, perform impossible acts, and leave only empty husks behind. The theories that emerged from these harrowing accounts veered sharply into the realm of the truly inexplicable. The surgical precision of the organ extraction, combined with the bizarre appearance of the children, strongly pointed towards an extraterrestrial origin. Were these beings some form of alien intelligence, conducting biological experiments, collecting specimens, or simply sustaining themselves in a way utterly alien to human understanding? Their crawling locomotion and strange faces suggested a physiology far removed from our own. Perhaps they were interdimensional beings, momentarily slipping into our reality, their true forms partially manifested, hence the unsettling, unfinished look of their faces. They moved through our world for a specific purpose, a grim harvest that defies our moral and scientific frameworks before retreating back into their own domain. Or could they be something more primal, figures from some obscure, ancient folklore, tied to the land itself, emerging to demand a gruesome tribute? Whatever they were, their method of operation, silent and internally focused, spoke of a profound difference from any known predator or entity. The farms eventually recovered, but the memory of that autumn night in 1974 became a deeply unsettling part of Iowa's hidden history. The vast, open plains, once symbols of American abundance, now held a chilling new secret. The silent golden wheat fields, swaying gently in the breeze, became a place where one might, in the dead of night, imagine seeing those pale, featureless faces, those silent, crawling forms moving through the grain, seeking their next impossible harvest. Thank you for joining me on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, stay vigilant, and remember, some truths are best left in the shadows.